the postponement is effective immediately. I'd like to stress that the FFA has arrived at this decision, and football comes to you today with a united voice. This is a unanimous decision of the FFA board, but it is also the unanimous position of each of the Hyundai A-League clubs. And the decision has been made with the, in consultation, I should say, with the National Working Committee that we've established for coronavirus. That includes, in addition to FFA and the clubs, the member federations and also the PFA.
FFA CEO James Johnson about the unanimous decision to shut down the A-League season. Head back to your calls on golf clubs and what's open and what's not open very shortly. But for Aussie sports, Australian-made support local, and you can get to australianmade.com.au. A bit of Aussie sports and an update for Aussie sports for Australian-made. John Didlitzer joins me, PFA CEO. Welcome to you, John. Thanks for your time.
No problem, Dwayne.
Always fun to have a chat to you, but circumstances have changed a lot since we last spoke. We're all excited about our little part of the world when we last spoke, and the whole world's changed within a matter of weeks. And the Hyundai A-League waited for a while to see if it had to change, whether it could get its season done, but ran out of time, and I pretty much presume you believe this is the right decision.
Yeah, I think, no doubt. I think we gave ourselves a little bit of grace to in the hope that the tide might turn, or we'd be able to in some way logistically pull this off, given we were so close to the end of the season. I mean, unlike the AFL and NRL seasons that are just commencing now, we're effectively at the pointy end and have got final series looming. So, you know, I think there was a school of thought that if we could persevere, we might be able to defy, in some ways, reality to get the season done. But I certainly think over the weekend, the mood of the nation changed significantly, and continuing to play sport whilst everybody else was obliged to lock down not only looked bad, but it also set a poor example across the broader community. That coupled with, you know, the inherent health risks and the other factors we were considering meant that it just was implausible to continue.
So the presentation of a Premier's plate?
Don't know. All up for grabs, Dwayne. I think the season will has been paused until the 22nd of April. So it gives the sport, you know, 3 or 4 weeks to try and reassess what its next steps are. We're so close to the final whistle. I think Sydney just needed one further win to be crowned Premier's, followed by, obviously, a subsequent final series. So, yeah, I'm not sure what that'll happen. I don't think that's front and centre in anybody's thinking at the moment anyway. I think people's first reaction is, okay, how do we now support the public health crisis? And then secondarily, how do we support the individuals whose lives have been jolted as a consequence of this? And from the PFA's perspective, as the players' union, you know, we're focusing on our, you know, large cohort of players whose futures are very much up in the air. And, you know, the unique thing about sports people is, you know, and not to downplay the impact this will have on you, Dwayne, and myself and the listeners, is we might press pause in our careers, but we sort of start again in whenever we recommence. We go into the same job at the same salary, with the same level of expertise. A 6-month or a 12-month shutdown for an athlete could be the end of their career, particularly a player at the latter end, or a young player who gets to prove himself or herself. So we're dealing with a really interesting set of dynamics for our group, and yeah, we need to stay close to them to make sure that whatever decisions are made, they're comfortable with, but also that we support them through what may be a really difficult period of transition.
It's a large bit of optimism to think that the season could be completed. How long can we go? What's the window available where there's a cut-off date?
Yeah, I don't know. I think April 22nd might be it or thereabouts. We have, I think there's 27 games that need to be completed to do a complete season plus finals, which is another 5 games, I think. So it's about 32 in total. And maybe some of those games are conceptually dead rubbers. So for teams who can't make finals, so you might be able to carve a few of those out. So it's not a lot. So, you know, unless you started, unless you could start in early May sometime, I think you'd be flat out trying to complete the season unless you agreed to extend it into next contracting year, which then becomes challenging. But, you know, I think for the time being, it's a day at a time for us. I think for everybody, we're looking at this a day at a time and a week at a time rather than months ahead.
Chance of just a final series only, John?
I don't think so. I mean, I think if things change enough that allow competition to be reinstated and travel interstate to be reinstated safely,
yeah,
I'd suggest that they'd still try and play a few more games. I mean, the big challenge we have is we're an international league. So the Wellington Phoenix have had an incredible season. Currently, I think, third on the ladder when the league paused with a couple of games in hand. And, you know, they could conceivably be a major player in a final series. So given the border restrictions now in New Zealand, it's almost impossible to bring that to life unless things materially change in the next, you know, 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, so and the players that are in self-isolation, I presume that they've got someone to lean on, some opportunity to talk to somebody to at least get some instruction as to what they can and can't do, because you need to help them through that.
Yeah, I think one of the things that sports in Australia do really well is build really strong structures and outreach for athletes. So, you know, whether it's AFL, rugby league, in our case, football, we do have structures so that players who are struggling through the ups and downs of sport can access professional support. Now, clearly in this situation, it's not an injury or an end of a contract or an agent dispute that's going to bring on some level of disappointment. It's, you know, their entire livelihood being put under some stress. So we have really strong support mechanisms and a strong outreach program to support, you know, the hundreds of players whose lives are going to be incredibly uncertain over the next, you know, days and weeks.
It's going to be brilliant to have you for them to lean on, John. I'll let you get back to it. But, yeah, an important time for you to be available to them. So I thank you for joining me.
No, thanks, Dwayne. And it's a tough time for everybody at the moment. So we've just got to do our best to soldier on.
John Dillitzer, the Professional Footballers Association CEO. And don't forget to look for the green and gold Aussie-made logo to be sure it's authentically Aussie-made. A break. More of your calls after it.